fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green
Ladies and gentlemen, Larkin, Texas here, Justin American. You're tuned to Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. This week, we're going to cover the relationship between Talmudic and communitarian law, by and large. And I'll make a brief, at least a mention of Columbus Day, 12th of October, 2015. And I'll share a few quotes with you. This is interactive radio. Real news, real talk, real people right here. You can join us in our chat room. That address is justinamerican.chatangle.com. JUSTANUMERICAN.chatango.com. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. Now, to begin tonight, I'm going to share some words with a previous guest, John Kaminsky, already posted in the chat room. Herewith. Prismicity, spelled P-R-I-S-M-I-C-I-T-Y. Prismicity is the fortuitous science of a happy future accomplished merely by turning on the light within yourself. Your brain really takes orders from the sun. But these have been practically all blotted out by the black mask of religion. And that keeps every human being from living the unencumbered life they should be living because they are being crushed by the malevolent, materialized abstractions of their own fear. Propelled by the power of synchronicity, which has been described by Giuliana Conforti as the weak nuclear force that Giordano Bruno first postulated as love, we can clear up virtually everything currently ailing us in a single epiphanacious nanosecond simply by turning on our own light inside and realize what that light connects to, which is namely the universal vibe that comes through the light of sun, after which it becomes seriously obscured by the metaphorical shadows of our own chicken-plucking, weak-kneed disbelief. So I thought you might enjoy that. And the tabs I have open tonight to begin our discussion this week include a recent post. It's actually a reposting of an older article by Vicki Davis entitled Civilization Rights at thetechnocratictyranny.com. And also our friend Robin Eubanks at InvisibleSurfsCaller.com has a new post entitled Incarcerated by Their Minds, False Narratives, Compulsion via the Law, and Believing in Unicorns. Also, there's a video posted. I think I've already made mention in the past of In the Shadow of Hermes, which I recommend. This was entitled Heaven on Earth, The Rise and Fall of Socialism. And also, too, we have the title Dialogue and Dialectics, Talmudic, at encyclopedia.com. Also, Dialogue and Dialectics, Talmudic, The Role of Dialectics in the Bavli, that's the Babylonian Talmud, An Example of a Dialectical Argument, Talmudic Dialectics and Philosophical Dialectics. And from one of our listeners, the title, The Perishim, A Secret Episode in American Zionist History. Also from Nikki Rapana, Nordica Friedrich, her daughter, from archive.org, type in the Wayback Machine, nord.twu.net. Click on the research tab, and you'll see the entries for communitarian law, but especially as our focus this week is on Talmudic law. And what we're going to discover this week is if indeed there is a connection. And is it relevant? What does it portend? Purpose is not to sow seeds of fear or hate or anything like that. It's just to increase awareness because, of course, for the past 2 or 3 years, I've been rather hot on this topic. And since nobody's talking about it, I have to confess I felt a compulsion to talk about it. And I hope you'll join me in that discussion. Also, a link and the title of which is Origin of Talmudic Law at talmudical.blogspot.com, Truth About the Talmud, Judaism's Holiest Book. Then there's Dialogical Hermeneutics of Gadamer and the Clash of Frameworks Between Individualistic Perspective on Human Rights and African Ubuntu Worldview. So we take an international perspective from the continent of Africa. And then, of course, there's the link at wikipedia.org. One for hermeneutics, another for semiotics, and we'll probably touch again, too, on heuristics, exegesis, and eisegesis, even algorithm, to fully grasp this whole idea of definitions, meanings, and interpretations, and how finely hairs can be split when we study text of any kind, and especially scriptural text. I'll also be touching upon the Masira, and that is a Jewish code of conduct. Masira, we'll define it more fully. a couple links I've, well, at least one that I've provided links for is entitled Sex Abuse Cover-Ups and the Masira Mess, and that would be from thejewishweek.com. Another one is Rule of the Jewish Kehillah Grips New York. And this is from the Dearborn Independent from the 1920s. And then finally, some arguments for the illegitimacy of anti-communism. Let me say that again. Some arguments for the illegitimacy of anti-communism, circa 1950, from a gentleman with the nom de plume Jeremiah Haber, HABER.com, who styles himself a Magnus Zionist for the 20th century champion of Zionism from the San Francisco Bay Area, largely, of which there are monuments and I think even a museum dedicated to him, who goes by the name of Judah P. Magnus. But anyway, happy Zarco Day. Did you all know that Columbus was a Jew? And let's begin with that, since we are celebrating Columbus Day, I guess, today. The piece can be found at renegadetribune.com. Happy Zarco Day. Begins with an image of a statue in Cuba, C-U-B-A, Portugal. And the statue is of one Cristóvão Colombo, also known as Salvador Fernandez Zarco, Z-A-R-C-O. And it begins, as the apocalypse gathers momentum, that would be the uncovering, the revealing or discovering apocalypse. Straight up unrevised history emerges from the covering of lies and brainwashing of Jew-run education, such as, quote, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, unquote. The genocidal and ecological nightmare we are obliged by our overlords to celebrate today, Columbus Day, is revealed as just one more big lie. Quote, by the time he finally left the island in 1504, the Taino had been reduced from 8 million down to 100,000, making Columbus the most prolific serial killer in history. He and his men committed some of the cruelest atrocities against another race ever recorded. Columbus used any pretext as an excuse to kill and torture. Those poor souls who could not pay tribute to him had their hands cut off and were left to bleed to death. Columbus was documented by the chronicles of Las Casas, known as Recima, Relacionin, to have partaken in mass hangings, roasting people on spits, burnings at the stake, and hacking young children to death as punishment for the most minor of crimes. He and his men massacred the natives, sometimes hundreds at a time, for sport, making bets on who could split a man in two or cut a head off in one blow. Far from financing Christopher's expedition by hawking her jewels, Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand expelled the Jews from Spain in 1492. And there's a accompanying video short from a researcher who explains who precisely were the four men who actually financed his expeditions of the voyages of the Nina, Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Quote, on August 3rd, 1492, due to the Edict of Expulsion, all Jews were required to leave Spain. Boarding their vessels before midnight and sailing one half hour before sunrise, Columbus and his crew set out on his now famous voyage. His historic voyage was financed by wealthy and influential Jews, many themselves converts, rather than a magnanimous king and queen of Spain. What were they after besides escaping death in Spain? Why, gold, of course. Columbus, a master mariner then in the service of Spain and an avid reader, was searching for Cipangu, or Japan, the island of quote-unquote endless gold, about which he had read with great excitement in Marco Polo's travels. Christopher Columbus in the Caribbean. The island's inhabitants greeted Columbus with curiosity. According to the journal he wrote about his voyage, he found them to be handsome and very gentle. Some wore little pieces of gold suspended from holes in their noses. Intrigued by these ornaments, Columbus attempted to learn more about the availability and quantity of the gold. He made the first inquiries into local sources, instigating the search for precious American metals that would be a major obsession of conquerors, conquistadores, colonists, travelers, and opportunists for centuries. As he sailed among the island of the Indies searching for the wealthy courts of Asia, Columbus asked repeatedly about gold. When on Christmas Eve in a calm sea his ship, the Santa Maria, ran aground, he thought he found the evidence he was seeking. The Santa Maria was firmly stuck on the banks of an island that Columbus named Española or Hispaniola. While the crew attended to the damaged vessel, local people arrived to trade bits of gold for brass hawk's bells carried by the sailors. Columbus was so cheered at the sight of the gold that the island chieftain, who wished to see him even more pleased, told the dismayed mariner that the precious metal could be found in abundance nearby, and gave him an impressive mask inset with large pieces of gold. This evidence and the prospect of much more led Columbus to believe that the shipwreck had been providential. To Columbus, driven by the search for the wealth that would be a tangible indicator of a successful voyage, the discovery of vast quantities of gold would represent both a personal reward and a vindication of his vision. Interesting that the article with the above excerpts calls Columbus, quote-unquote, a quote-unquote master mariner, when he thought he was in Asia and that his ship providentially ran aground. Maybe putts would be better. Fred, do you want to weigh in Iowa?
Or a minute and a half, you made this statement. The mind takes orders from the sun. What do you mean by that? And how would you spell the sun?
The sun is spelled S-U-N. You'll have to read that quotation because I cited it as a quotation of John Kaminsky's. You can go to the chat room, Fred, and read it carefully yourself.
Would that mean that you're a sun worshiper?
I'm not. That's not my quote, Fred.
Said it and what I heard, it sounds like everybody takes their, as you said it, everyone takes their orders from the sun.
Well, I would invite you to go and read the quote. Remember, I don't endorse anybody else's work except my own. I'm citing another man's quote who's been a guest on this podcast.
Yeah, and you don't also that you don't want to, well, you didn't use the word division, but try to, negate one thought or, to be specific, a race or a color. You don't do that?
I don't know quite what you mean. I'm sorry.
Everything, every name that you name that comes up, and to put a negative on it, it's a Jew. Now, I don't want to say my last name over the air, but how in the heck do you come to this conclusion that every bad person, or they name their name, they were a Jew, they were a Jew? Can you prove this out?
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is live now. We had some technical issues earlier in this show, but now we are live. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 9th day of May. We may or may not have Professor McCanny with us due to the technical difficulties. He may be with us, he may not be with us. I'll find out here shortly. The prepper tip of the day, it's springtime. It's springtime. I want to encourage all of you to get your map and your topographical map out and your compasses and learn how to do cross-country navigation. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, get a good book to teach yourself. There's probably some YouTube videos on it. There's YouTube videos and everything, right? You may even want to look into an orienteering club if you live near a college town. That's typically something that college students get involved with, is orienteering. That's your prepper tip of the day. It looks like we do have Professor James McCanny with us. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, sorry for the delay. Good to have you with us, sir.
Yeah, John. I'm here.
Okay. Breaking news within the last less than 2 hours, hour and a half or so, are three hostages, American hostages, being held by North Korea or on a plane bound for the United States. That's good news, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I saw that. It's very interesting. And alongside of that interesting news is the espionage. There was a guy who was an American, I'm not sure if he was a Chinese national, but anyway, he has been arrested for espionage for releasing to the Chinese a whole laundry list of names of Chinese nationals who were working for the United States in China. Eventually, all of them were apprehended and killed or imprisoned. And so anyway, that just came out also. And it was somewhat my message of the day, is that the deep state is very much alive and well all over the world. We have John Kerry in Iran doing shadow government negotiations, trying to keep the Iran deal alive when Trump is closing that out. You had Obama going to Korea, North Korea. Who knows what he was there for, and you know what, a month ago. But these people don't understand they lost the election. They're operating, you know, as if they were still just operating the government.
Right. Well, somebody acting in that capacity is said to be without portfolio. They have no authority to do what they're doing. They're a private citizen with no portfolio. Well, yesterday, the President of the United States withdrew from the nuclear accord with Iran, and he undid with a signature what Obama did with a signature. It's kind of ironic. Top Democratic leaders in Congress at the time, Hussein Obama, signed that accord, were against it and would have voted against it if given the opportunity, but they weren't given the opportunity. It's not a treaty. A treaty has to be ratified by the United States Senate. So it was a executive matter that has been done away with another executive signature, and that's a good thing. Who would have thought? Now, only 3 or 4 months ago, we were talking about preparing for war with North Korea. Now looks like we're at the very edge of the Rocket Man meeting face-to-face with President Trump. Apparently, that's already been set up behind the scenes. We don't have the knowledge of when and where, but apparently that's going to happen. I just hope it's the real deal and not some kind of subterfuge on the part of the North Korea. What do you think, Jim?
No, I think it's real. I don't think they're going to jerk anybody's chain here. I think they understand that Trump is real, and the benefits that they're going to get from coming to the table. And Trump is a negotiator. You know, that's something we've never seen before. We've never had a president, going even back to Eisenhower, who was a negotiator. Kennedy was, but we know what happened to him. Right. But Kennedy was the only other negotiator. And then Ronald Reagan also was a negotiator, you know, and these were the only people. So we haven't seen that in a president for a very long time.
We have a break, sir. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. On my links page, you'll find a link to Professor McCanny's website. Very important. You need to check that out. Check out Professor McCanny's website. Also, on my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. I'm working with not one, but two different doctors now, one medical doctor, another chiropractic physician, who are both looking at, well, one's already made a firm commitment to incorporate the energy cleaner into its practice. The other one just found out about 2 days ago, and we're talking. I think he's probably going to go ahead and bite the bullet and incorporate energy cleaners into his practice as well. So what are you waiting for? If you got joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Why wait? Not getting a great night's sleep? That energy cleaner will help. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. The energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included. Small price to pay for the kind of relief you get getting your life back. The factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you want. Twin, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And I have a toll-free auto line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Jim, you've got not one but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, John, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads is from the WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, and also my paid cast, the weekly extra hour that is $3.95 a month. And right now I'm doing lectures on my books. And this week's episode will be the disinformation campaigns, the history of it, dealing with the topic of Planet X. So it's something that everybody should listen to because it's really, now that we're kind of through all of that, it's really a good summary of what happened and who did it and where all of these yahoos came from and who supported them with the money under the table and what the motivation was, etc., and what really happened. So that's this week's paid cast. And all right, of that on my webpage.
Well, I get inquiries, not quite every day, but usually two or three times a week, Jim, asking about Planet X, asking if you have any updates on it, if I have any updates. And, of course, people who walk out in their backyard in Iowa thinking they're taking photographs of it with their telephone. But it's good to get updates from a credentialed astrophysics professor. And these matters, they're with us. They will always be with us. And people need to have real information as opposed to fuzzy photographs from people's cell phones taken in their backyards. Right, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. And the one thing when I wrote my book, Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes, was in the heat of the a lot of disinformation, not the least of which was the Nancy Leader, crazy lady talks to aliens, we're all going to die on a specific date. And when my book came out, you know, there's a lot of confusion about that, but I was referring to the general term, which is an astronomical term. Planet X is simply a X meaning not defined yet. It means an astronomical object that has not been named by the International Congress of that names planetary objects. That's all it means. And so this whole entourage of crazies that, you know, got on, a lot of it pushed through Coast to Coast AM, the Clear Channel station, which I was on a lot. But, you know, they wanted me to debate people, and I just said, no, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to go on. And I did debate Dr. David Morrison, NASA's very top scientist in the program to search for dangerous items in the solar system, and I won that debate on Coast to Coast. So why would I go on and debate some Looney Tune that you know, is put up there by the CIA? Why would I do that? That, I mean, that just doesn't even make any sense.
No, well, you don't. All that would do would be to discredit yourself to give a forum to somebody like that. Jim, we got breaking news here. It says that President Trump will meet the three rest release prisoners at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning at Andrews Air Force Base.
Oh,
this is a pretty big deal. Pretty big deal.
Yeah, see, that tells you this is real. And, you know, people understand, and Trump is a good negotiator. He understands that both sides have to win. You can't come to the table and say, we're going to bomb you into oblivion, and that's your only choice, and now do what we say. That's not a deal. And that's, you know, or you take the Obama approach is, look, how much can we pay you, and then we'll hope that you comply with an agreement that has no teeth. You know, that's the
right
Obama approach. But
you
got to understand, too, that they facilitated this whole deal with Uranium One was Obama and Hillary Clinton facilitating the movement of uranium from U.S. assets to Russia, then to Iran, plus giving them hundreds of billions of dollars, much of it in cash. They literally took airplane loads of U.S. dollars to,
you know,
Iran and gave them to them.
It's kind of funny, Jim. You're old enough, and our younger listeners may not, but there was scandals back in the 1960s that radio disc jockeys that played music for a living were accepting money to play certain records. And these guys lost their careers. I think there may have been some criminal prosecutions for some very lightweight corruption compared to selling off a sizable percentage of our national resources for massive amounts of money and getting away with it, apparently, at least so far.
Yeah, well, and there's John Kerry over there trying to patch up the deal. You know, John Kerry was in Venezuela during the elections. John Kerry was in Ecuador during the elections. What's this guy doing? You know, I mean, but this is, like I said, the deep state. They're still running around like they're in charge of stuff. You know, there are laws against that. I mean, if you or I went to Russia and started negotiating, or Iran, and, hey, let's cut a deal here, you know, I can make a better deal than the president. You know, I've worked in foreign countries, and as a scientist, I worked with scientists. You know, I did scientific work, and it was theoretical, and it dealt with the experimentation. And but when you start getting on the political level, then, you know, that's a different story. When you start bringing political bargaining and trying to disrupt what the American people elected, that's a different story.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the directions these events are going could not be predicted. I
mean, no.
I certainly don't have that expertise. I'm no intuitive. I'm not psychic. But my goodness. I'm not aware of. Now, we've had in the past, we've had former high-ranking officials acting at the request of a sitting president. Now, I recall that Jimmy Carter, for example, has done similar things as former president, but acting with the knowledge and consent of the president at the time. So he was certainly doing it the proper way when Jimmy Carter was doing these things. There is a right way to do these things, and there's a wrong way. And what Obama is doing right now as a former president, what former Secretary of State John Kerry is doing as a former Secretary of State, is the wrong way. Right, Jim?
Oh, exactly. And we don't even know what else they're doing. Right now, there's my travels and things like that, I know about, I can see that the CIA is very active, the deep state CIA is very active in disrupting foreign elections. As right now, it's been going on. They tried to influence the Ecuador elections, the Venezuelan elections that are coming up, and they're very much active. And this is not through anything Trump is doing. So the deep state is very active in, you know, trying to keep their hand in, you know, that agency. Remember, was Maxwell Smart and Chaos was the agency. And, you know, and that's what the CIA is like.
Chaos was the enemy, I think.
Right, right. It was the organization, and instead of saying KGB or CIA, it was Chaos, and it was just rogue agency that tried to cause chaos in the world. And of course, Maxwell Smart, through his buffoonery, outsmarted them all the time. You know, usually by accident. But it was a great show. It was kind of like Rocky and Bullwinkle, right, with Boris and Natasha. A lot of real high level political humor there.
Yeah, but real. I think SMART was the acronym for the good guys at Maxwell. No, Maxwell SMART was the name of the guy. What was the name of the agency that SMART worked for? It had a name, I'm sure.
Oh, that's good trivia. I don't remember.
I don't recall. But those kind of spy versus spy shows were real big hits in the 1960s. The youngsters out here don't have a clue what we're talking about, probably, unless they watch these stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, right. But the reality is these people are busy at work and affecting international relations and And it's really not good, and it's hard to get a handle on this because these people have just gone underground. That's all. They were much more visible in the past.
I'm a bit mystified now. John Kerry goes somewhere acting as a private citizen. What does he bring to the table? What can he possibly offer the leader of a foreign country?
Well, especially Iran.
Any country, Iran or otherwise. What can he offer? He cannot act with any authority, make a deal. He has no more authority than I do going over there. You do, Jim.
But John, you couldn't even buy an airplane ticket to go to Iran. How does he get there?
Well, that's a good question also. It was probably a private charter flight that had been authorized. But does the State Department prohibit Americans from going there? They probably do, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't go to Iran. It's on the no list, along with some other places.
There would have to be an authorization from the State Department to do that. Otherwise, you'd be committing a crime, right?
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. These people have means and methods that go beyond legal means and methods.
Extra legal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And right now there are people, ISIS is infiltrating many other countries. And this is still the deep state. This was the Obama, Hillary Clinton, Mideast, working through the CIA and Mossad and funneling arms through Libya, through the embassy there, and then these getting off into the hands of ISIS. That's how they were moving the arms and money. And then Trump came along and shut all that down. But not after the damage was done. Not after they destroyed entire countries. Hillary Clinton laughing about it. Oh my goodness. This woman is evil. If there was ever an evil person, good grief.
Absolutely.
But they're still busy. They're still busy, I can tell you that.
Well, they are. And the home purchased by Hussein Obama within a mile or less of the real White House has been described as his bunker. I don't know why they call it a bunker. It's just another good-sized home there in that part of Washington, D.C. Valerie Jarrett is back doing her communist Muslim work that she did. That's the woman who really ran the country. You could not possibly play golf as much as Hussein Obama did and be CEO of the United States. You can't do that. Valerie Jarrett was the one running the country, and she's back there at this new location doing basically the same thing, undermining the United States, working with George Soros, playing their next protest and demonstrations. And so forth. We got a couple of calls on hold here, Jim. First, we have Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. I'm calling in with a trivia answer of the day. Maxwell Smart worked for Control, of course.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have guessed that.
It was chaos versus control. This brings up over in James Bond land, you had Spectre and Smash, which is pronounced Smersh if you're British. And then let's not forget the man from Uncle. We had David McCallum, and I forget the other actor's name, working for the United Network for something in Long Beach. Just a second. I'm forgetting what the David McCallum thing was. Oh, Command. The United Network for Command and Law Enforcement. They didn't put United Nations in there. It was United Network. But certainly it was collaborative because you had an American and a Russian working together. So, yeah, lots of...
Ilya Kuryakin.
Yeah, that was his character name. Yeah. And it's funny, we have David McCallum today working as the medical examiner on NCIS. How about that? The guy who's hung around. But that was it. Just a little trivia for today.
Is trivia. Okay.
Excellent trivia. And on NCIS, this is another part of that trivia. We have a photograph of this on my website, Jim. on the wall of the director's office, the director of NCIS, it's a very elegant wood-paneled office. Facing the audience is a gold-framed, with its own little light illuminating it, a gold-framed map of North America with no Florida and no Baja California.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Wow is right. And it's along with all the other images we've got of North America and other continents with new coastlines. Our next caller is Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. Fellas, you know, Mr. Dr. McKinney, all hold on. I hear the music coming.
Paul, we have a break. We'll get your comment after the break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back with John, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Paul, we're going to have to make it quick, so get your comment in here, sir.
Watch out where you're getting your sources from. As is, can you really believe Benjamin Netanyahu when he says anything about what's going on in Iran? He is trying to get the United States to fight Israel's war for them. And we should be very careful about what fact we're pulling from the neocon, you know, information sources, because all those facts are slanted to be against Iran, as is Sunnis commit 94% of all terrorist acts globally, okay? So the real state sponsors of terrorism are Saudi Arabia and Qatar, not Iran, President Trump. And that windbag...
Well, no, wait. I didn't say anything about agreeing with neocon opinions. Those countries are targets, and they're trying to defend themselves. They're in a squeeze. You know, they're in a vice over there between, you know, Israel and really the United States and past policy. You know, it's like Latin America. And so Trump is trying to level the playing field. So I'm not agreeing with any neocon assessment of anything. I know exactly how it works.
Well, that statistic about sending them billions of dollars, I don't believe that. I think a lot of those were the frozen assets since 1979 that the United States has been sitting on. We've had sanctions on them ever since then. We've been holding money. And part of the deal, the nuclear deal, was to clear the books and transfer Iran's money back to the rightful owners of that money, which is the Iranian people and their government. And Donald Trump really lied. He called them a dictatorship yesterday. And we need to call him out on that. We're Americans. We don't want to go fight for Israel. Let Israel be in the front lines. Let the Jewish people, if they want to fight the Iranians, let's see the legions of Jews go first, right to the front lines. All right, gentlemen?
Okay. Well, we don't need another war. We're certainly in agreement with that. Paul, thank you for your call.
Well, you know, the history is complicated, and he's certainly correct, because the litany of wars over there were defined years ago. And we all know where that came from, but what Trump is trying to do, and it's like, you know, at some point you got to bury the hatchet, and you can't say, well, you did this, or my uncle's great-uncle's great-uncle died, and therefore I will hate you forever. You know, the Muslim, the attitude, you know, an eye for an eye. At some point, you just got to bury the hatchet, forget everything that happened, and why, and all the reasons, and everything, and just, you know, make a deal. And that's what's going on in North Korea. That's what's going to go on in Iran. So, we could examine and cross-examine everything that's happened, but at some point you just got to say, hey, okay, that's the past. You can't live the future by fighting the past. And so that's what Trump is doing.
We need to extricate ourselves from that part of the world, let them continue to live in the
ninth
century. If they want to live in the ninth century, let them do so. As long as they stay away from us, I'm fine with that.
And nuclear weapons.
Absolutely. Jim, we're pretty much out of time. I'm sorry for the delay, but we'll have you back next week. Hopefully everything goes smoothly.
Okay. See ya.
Thank you, sir. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Everybody stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.